a piece called Hibaksha by Aaron Allen, played by flutist Catherine Branch. Catherine is a grad student at the Eastman School of Music. She recently spent a year traveling around the world talking about her experience living with spastic diplegic cerebral palsy.
In it, the flute has to become a sort of mirror for this really incredible and difficult experience that these people, these hibakusha, went through. And the piece, by conventional standards, isn't beautiful. There's lots of sounds. We're asked to sing when we're playing the flute, you know, and sort of flutter tongue and make really gritty sort of articulations and vocalizations even when you're playing. And all of that within the context of this piece, within, you know, the idea that you're supposed to become hibakusha to mirror that really difficult experience. These strange and maybe ugly even sounds have this really powerful context. So I think it's a really incredible piece.
How did it spark your interest in seeking out more pieces like this?
Gosh, I had a chance to do it for a lot of different kinds of audiences, you know, for really sort of formal conventions and composers' groups and things like this. And then I remember when I was at Rice, I was sort of, on Saturday mornings, I'd go hang out with a music therapy group. There are a bunch of people with Parkinson's in their 60s and 70s who'd get together on Saturdays and do music therapy together. And I just went to out of curiosity and sort of got to know them. And I played this piece for them, you know, as I was learning it and getting familiar. And their response, as people who weren't musicians outside of music therapy, you know, kind of singing the Yellow Rose of Texas together and learning to play bells and things like this, outside of that, their exposure to especially this kind of classical music, this really strange sort of classical music, was minimal. And they took to it so much. And I guess the meaning of the piece, the context of the piece, seemed so powerful to whoever I brought it to that it just said, okay, there's something real here, some real possibility in terms of how music can act, you know, as a vehicle to talk about these kinds of things. So it started here, I guess, with this piece.